Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, January 24th, 2022. I'm Rich Straffolino. Attorneys general from the District of Columbia, Texas, Washington, and Indiana filed a lawsuit against Google, alleging the company deploys dark patterns to influence users to provide more location data. The lawsuit also alleges that from 2014 to 2019, Google made false claims about information collection when people turned off location history in settings. Panasonic will start mass-producing new lithium-ion batteries as early as 2023, which are twice as big as older versions but offer five times the capacity, estimated to provide 15% more range at the same weight while costing up to 20% less to produce. Panasonic began development of these batteries at the request of Tesla, who will receive the first shipments. According to the analysts at DealLogic, Microsoft, Amazon, and Alphabet each announced more acquisitions in 2021 than any year in the past decade. Microsoft publicly announced 56 deals, Amazon 29, and Alphabet 22. The value of those deals also hit 10-year highs for Microsoft and Alphabet, with Amazon's $15.7 billion deal volume trailing behind 2017 when it bought Whole Foods for $13.7 billion. The Tor project and the Russian digital rights organization Roskomsvoboda filed an appeal to a decision by the Saratov District Court to block the torproject.org website in Russia. The site was blocked in December 2021. Tor argues the decision was not based on any particular content, saying the ban violates the constitutional right to freely provide, receive, and disseminate information and protect privacy. Russian users account for the second largest Tor user base, with over 300,000 daily users. You may have seen headlines recently saying Peloton had halted all production of its bikes and treadmills as demand grinds to a halt. You may have also seen headlines about the negative impact these stories had on Peloton's stock. Ahead of upcoming earnings, Peloton CEO John Foley released a statement under the heading, "Rumors that we are halting all production of bikes and treads are false." The statement went on to say that with pandemic-driven demand waning, it will right-size its production. It did not deny reports of layoffs, but Foley said the company is considering all options. The Chinese firm Fuzhou 985 Technology acquired a WeChat account previously set up for Australia's Prime Minister, Scott Morrison. Morrison's office used the account to target Australian voters of Chinese ethnic origin with messages in Mandarin, but lost access to the account in July. The account renamed itself Australia China New Life in January and notified followers it would promote Chinese life in Australia. According to a Fuzhou 985 employee, the company bought the account because it had a large fan base, but was unaware it was connected to Morrison. HP announced a new all-in-one meant for dedicated meeting spaces, the HP Presence AIO Conferencing PC with Zoom Rooms. It uses an IoT edition of Windows running Zoom Rooms, offering 12th-gen Intel processors, and comes in 24 and 27-inch sizes. It offers either a 5-megapixel base camera or an upgraded 16-megapixel camera that pixel bends down to 4 megapixels for better low-light performance. Both support auto video framing and dynamic voice leveling. It ships in May, no pricing was announced. Apple extended its exemption from its in-app purchase commission for online group and event apps until June 30th. Apple introduced this exemption in 2020. Apple said the extension was due to the recent resurgence of COVID and its continued impact on in-person services. Neuralink posted job listings for a clinical trial director and coordinator, indicating the positions would work on the company's first clinical trial participants. Requirements include understanding the clinical trial process end-to-end, with experience managing FDA interactions and regulations. CEO Elon Musk said last month that human trials for Neuralink could begin in 2022. Forest River Farms in Forest River, North Dakota, filed a federal antitrust class action lawsuit earlier this month, claiming John Deere made excess profits by preventing farmers and small shops from accessing diagnostic software for repairs. Specifically, the suit alleges John Deere monopolized the repair services market for John Deere agricultural equipment with engine control units, or ECUs. According to Bloomberg's Mark Gurman, Apple's spring event in March or April will feature a refreshed iPhone SE with 5G and an updated iPad Air with an A15 SoC. Gurman sources also say that Apple is readying the widest array of new hardware products in its history for the fall, with Gurman estimating this includes a new iPhone series, a low-end MacBook Pro refresh, a redesigned MacBook Air, a new iMac, Mac Pro, AirPods Pro, iPad Pro, and Apple Watch. Apple's head of software engineering program management for its car team, Joe Bass, updated his LinkedIn page to state he left the company. According to Mark Gurman, nearly the entire Apple car management team in place just 1 year ago is gone. Bass is now director of technical program management at Meta. Some users report Google began rolling out an offers tab to the bottom bar of the Google Play Store, showing limited time promotions for apps and games. It's unclear if this is the start of a full rollout or a limited test. And finally, MediaTek conducted the first live demo of Wi-Fi 7 to key customers and industry collaborators. The demo showed MediaTek's multi-link operation technology used to combine multiple channels on different frequencies. The Wi-Fi Alliance says Wi-Fi 7 could provide speeds of at least 30 gigabits per second. MediaTek said it expects Wi-Fi 7 products on the market by 2023, although the standard could still be in draft specification at that time. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and the links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.